right, son, jump into us in our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 11th of January. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 532, in Constantinople, a quarrel between supporters of two different chariot teams, the Blues and the Greens, in the Hippodrome Circus turned violent in what would become known as the Nick of Riots. This disagreement would escalate into a series of the worst riots in the city's history, with nearly half of Constantinople being burned or destroyed and tens of thousands of people killed, as civilians decided this was just as good an excuse as any to revolt against Emperor Justinian I. Eventually, the rioters were quelled and Justinian remained as ruler, but still, you thought modern soccer hooligans were bad. In the year 630, the Prophet Muhammad and his followers conquered the city of Mecca with shockingly low casualties on both sides. The first recorded lottery took place in England on January 11th in 1569. 1787, William Herschel discovered Titania and Oberon, two moons of Uranus. The Anglo-Zulu Wars began on today's date in 1879. The Zulu, it seemed, were living peacefully enough in their own sovereign territories, to which the British responded, "Well, that just won't do." They ordered Zulu King Cetshwayo with demands he disband his army and abandon certain aspects of Zulu culture. He said no to that, so naturally enough, the British decided to kill a few thousand people and annex the entire territory. Funny that. The first use of insulin to treat diabetes in a human patient was attempted on today's date in 1922. 1935, Amelia Earhart became the first person to fly solo from Hawaii to California. January 11th in 1964, Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Luther Terry, published a landmark report saying that smoking may be hazardous to health, sparking national and worldwide anti-smoking efforts. The brutal murders of two 15-year-old girls at Wanda Beach near Cronulla occurred in Sydney on today's date in 1965. One of the victims was described as having suffered 25 to 30 stab wounds and having been almost decapitated because her throat had been cut so viciously. In spite of national attention coming to the murders and several promising suspects, the Wanda Beach murders remain unsolved. 2003, outgoing Illinois Governor George Ryan commuted the death sentences of some 167 prisoners on Illinois' death row and fully pardoned four others based on the John Burge scandal, a detective accused of torturing more than 200 criminal suspects in order to force confessions. And just finally, nine people were killed in bushfires in South Australia on January 11th in 2005, making them the worst fires seen in Australia since Ash Wednesday. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. American founding father Alexander Hamilton, born today's date in 1755. Nora Hayson, the first woman to win the Archibald Prize, born 1911. And the very lovely Amanda Peet. Oof, had a bit of a crush on her in my early years. She is 47 this morning. Some famous musos for us as well this morning. Tommy Duncan, founding member of the Texas Playboys, born 1911. Saxophone player Clarence Clemons, 1942. Naomi Judd is 73 this morning. Daryl Braithwaite is 70 this morning. We've got two songs today and neither of them are the horses. How is that possible? Tom DeMont of No Doubt is 51. Mary J. Blige is 48. Tom Megan of Kasabian is 38. We heard the track Shoot the Runner just before there. Cody Simpson of The Tide is 22, but we are going out on this one. This track going out to Vicky Peterson, founding member of pop rockers The Bangles, as well as sister Debbie Peterson. She's 61 this morning. described herself once as the kid who brought her guitar to every sleepover and summer afternoon in the park to play her newest creation to anyone who would listen. We are going on the Bangles track, Manic Monday, for this day in history on 2SER 107.3.